Lesson A. Listening. An interview. A. Listening for main ideas. And B. Listening for details. Page 47.
Today we are talking about interesting ways to travel. We have Maria McNeil with us. She is a journalist and writes a monthly article titled Trains and Tuk-Tuks. Maria travels to many interesting places by any means possible. Thanks for coming today, Maria.
Thanks for having me.
Maria, tell us about your article.
Trains and Tuk-Tuks is about getting from one place to another using any vehicle.
What are some interesting vehicles you use?
Well, I ride on all kinds, but one interesting one is a dog sled.
Really? Do people really use those?
Yes. People use them in cold places, like northern Canada and Finland. They are a convenient way to travel in the snow.
And fun, too, I bet.
Yes, they are a lot of fun. Another vehicle is a tuk-tuk.
Ah, yes. Your article has the word tuk-tuk in the title. What are tuk-tuks, and where do they use them?
Tuk-tuks are small vehicles. There are many kinds of tuk-tuks. Some have workers on foot that pull them. Some have workers on bicycles that pull them. And some tuk-tuks have motors. Many people in Asia use them.
Are they safe?
Yes, I ride them all the time. I think they are safer than the bus.
The bus? I ride buses all the time, and I think they are very safe.
Well, that's if you ride in them. I ride on the top.
On top? Where do people ride on top of buses?
In many countries. But I often ride on top of the bus in Nepal.
Why?
Many buses are crowded with people, chickens, goats. I want fresh air, and so I ride on top.
Do other people ride there too?
Oh, yes. It can be like a party up there sometimes.
Well, I will remember that the next time I am in Nepal. In fact, I'm going there next month. I really want to go to Annapurna. Any suggestions on how to get there?
Well, from Kathmandu, take a taxi to the bus station. Get on the bus marked for Pokhara. Again, I recommend the top of the bus.
Yes, I'll remember that.
Second, stay a night in Pokhara and get prepared for your trek. Buy water and supplies and rest up.
Okay.
Finally, in the morning, take a tuk-tuk to the base of the mountain and start climbing.
Great. Thanks for the advice. And thank you so much for joining us today. Best of luck on your next trip.
Thank you.